The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Yeah, there's
school with Kevin here.
There's no corked bottle today.
My bad.
Mark Onweiler.
Hey.
He is our beer master today.
What do they call him? Cicerones?
Beer God.
I'm your Cicerone.
He's your beer God.
I should get certified as a Cicerone.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, do it.
You know, set myself up for whatever the next career is.
There will be no next
Thank
career.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys heard that, right?
Yeah.
You can't fire me now.
There will be no. Look, we're too far in, bud. We're too far in. But look, man, I told you this.
I know too many secrets.
No, the best part is that, like, yeah, you know, like, what's really happening, right? Like, I don't want to have to explain this to anybody else. Are you kidding me? Go through that again?
I was just telling somebody that, like, look, yeah, I'll train you some of the stuff. I'm not training you on all the stuff.
No,
that's job security.
Yeah, like, it's
I'm not
like,
dumb.
Like, come on, man, and you notice, I will tell you some stuff I don't want to know.
Yeah, right.
There is stuff that happens. Is like, hey, Mark, handle it.
Just yeah,
just
you got this.
Handle it and tell me it's handled, and it's I'm good. What you got for us today?
Yeah, so I thought I don't know anything about wine. I've been talking to Kevin for 8 years now, but I still don't know anything about wine. So we're going to focus on beers, and specifically, we're going to drink some beers that were gifted to us by listeners, which are my favorite kind of beers.
Free.
Somebody dropped this one off the other day, and I don't even know who. They just showed up, said, hey, we got some beer for you guys, and they, like, ran out. So if it was you, thank you.
Thank you.
And identify yourself.
Yeah.
But most importantly, thank you.
Yeah.
Comes from Empyrean. It's their Riding Red Ale. An amber ale.
Okay.
Fall. Haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
But I imagine kind of biscuity and malty and
look at you. Look
a little
you.
a little heavy, but
a little hold on.
Give
on,
it a shot. Give it a shot. Tell me what you think.
I need to smell it first. From the Starter Hammond text line, Joe Plummer says, what's up, DP? What's up, Joe Plummer? When are you guys gonna do a Thirsty Thursday for the lower middle class dudes with Miller Lite and friends? Friday?
I mean, we can sit here and pound Bush Lights. That's
like,
fine.
Like, really?
That's fine.
No.
There's not much to say about it.
Yeah, but you're on to something. That is definitely the drink more, talk less sort of beer. Like,
I mean, it's basically what's happening behind the scenes at the tailgate.
Right.
You know, when the five of us who aren't on air at any given time.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. That would be a statement of truth. That would be a statement of truth. Let me see here.
The Mexican lager at Tipsy Tina's, by the way. It's their, they have it brewed specifically for them. Man, that's a crushable beer. You throw a lime in that, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But we're not talking about that.
I need it. I want. I don't need. It's good enough without it. But I want an orange slice.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I want an orange
slice. I wouldn't think about that with a because it's not a dark beer, but it's like an amber sort of beer.
Right? But that orange would take me over the top.
It's got a little bit of sweetness to it.
Uh-huh.
I can get down with that. Empyrean's a fun brewery because they're right here in Lincoln, And they've been doing it a long time. You know, they're before the craft beer boom of the last decade or whatever. They go back to like the 80s. So they've been doing it a while, and they're still, in my mind, still kind of trying to figure out where they fit in the new craft beer world. Because they like to do stuff like this that's a little more classic.
This is right down the middle.
Yeah.
And this is beer and burger beer.
Oh yeah.
This is beer and burger beer.
I feel bad sitting here and dissecting it because I'm with you. Like this is beer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's fall, fire pit, cigar.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing, your friends will appreciate you. Like this is like. They know your boys, but this says you thought, hey, let's do this instead. This is good.
We're just going to kind of blow through a few of these because Kevin's not here to keep us in check.
And the two bosses are in the room.
Yeah, why not?
So what are they going to
do?
what are they going to do?
If you thought the last one was beer,
uh-huh.
This next one's...
Beerier beer. Okay, cool.
It's a classic American lager.
Look at Nick going, is this the conversation that happens when you start drinking beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you got to think really hard about it, Nick. I know you don't know anything about it yet, but come February, you'll get to have some fun, and you'll get to talk about the things you're drinking in great depth.
Beerier beer. No, can I ask a favor, Nick, though? What would it take for you to commit to having your first beer on air?
That would mean he'd have to like be here and sober by that point of the day.
I cannot. I made a deal with my parents that I would let them buy me my first beer.
And drink it on air.
Yeah, I would just drink it with them.
And drink it on air.
Bring them here.
It would be at night. It's at night. It's
going to
be dinner time.
Yeah, bring them here. This is dinner time.
Why are you waiting that long to have your first ever sip of alcohol?
Well, actually, let me explain. There are some loopholes.
Okay.
Because my mom just wants to buy me my first legal beer.
That's fair.
So if we were here during that day,
because
I'll be here at work that day,
right?
Probably not the day after.
Right.
Why?
Just
because he doesn't know.
Precaution.
He doesn't know that he'll have to get used to it.
Precautions. I will.
Then how about this? A jersey of your choice if you're willing to do your very first beer bong here.
I would attempt it. If you allow it, I will attempt it.
Or have you ever, I know that the answer is no, but imagine him doing his first beer bong or first beer shotgun.
Beer shotgun.
Here on air.
DP, I know you're in charge now, and I appreciate that you're bringing this up. Because the only time I've ever been written up at this job was for shotgunning a beer in the parking lot as part of our programming. We went out to the parking lot so that we wouldn't make a mess here in the studio.
Right.
Which I thought was responsible.
Right.
But
you were thoughtful.
Our old management, and I understand their point. Mm. We were within view of the daycare. Yeah, so
hey, little Billy.
Yeah,
watch this.
We did go all the way down to the end, but the daycare still saw us.
Little Billy's out there shotgunning Coca-Cola, like he's punching a hole.
He's like, "Is this how you do it?"
Look at me, I'm a radio guy.
So just think this through. You know, as new ownership, what you will and won't allow in the shotgunning beer department, because we've got a checkered past.
As long as you're off air and out of. Sight.
Off air, out of sight.
Just way down here.
Just go down by the construction zone.
Go down here.
Those guys don't care.
They'd probably join.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because we can stream you. Because now we know we can StreamYard you in from anywhere.
Oh, boy.
Like, we can StreamYard you in from anywhere. So,
yeah. Nikki's 21st live on StreamYard.
Yep.
My 6-footer.
Right now, get up to a $15 gift card after rebate when you purchase select SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Six footer, Nick.
I found out what my buddies are doing with me that night.
Six footer, baby.
You found out?
I found out they're doing a party bus, and we're going small town bar hopping.
Oh.
Where? What?
All the Bush Light.
It's like Roca, the places around there. Okay. Probably
I imagine
Firth,
Bennett,
Hickman. Maybe go out to around, not necessarily Nebraska City, but Syracuse.
That's far. Oh, you're going far.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's cool.
Whatever happens, happens.
You go, oh, Nick, your first beer. That's amazing. First beer bong. It's going to be. That's the story we're telling.
All right.
That's the story.
That's
the story we're telling.
Well, on that Thursday, 2 days, because my birthday's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
That Thursday, am I just automatically able to partake in Thirsty Thursday?
I mean, it's legal, then.
Okay.
Yeah. Your craft beer journey, your wine journey, it can all begin.
Perfect. That's when I start learning.
Nick told me once he was going to be a brewery guy.
I feel like that's definitely my vibe. Just because I like being able to have conversations when I'm hanging out with a group of people.
Uh-huh.
I don't like all the shouting and yelling. And so I feel, I know. And so I feel like, now sporting events are different. I like those kind of fan bases.
Yeah.
But when I'm sitting down and with a group of people, I like to be able to have a conversation and still hear people.
Yeah. I'm a bar guy from years ago.
Yeah.
So I've
you
got,
used to own one.
I've got the right hearing.
Exactly.
For it. So you get used to it. And I hear the things that I'm supposed to hear, not the things that normally happen. Like general conversations, I don't hear. But anything that has a red flashing light on it, I hear from like 60 feet.
Okay.
It's like if I hear the B word and it's got inflection to it, like my ears, I'm drawn to it and I go over immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm three steps that way before I even get a chance.
Yeah.
So we know what it is.
Speaking of words that you're not supposed to say, do you guys see the – thank you. Hand over the dumb button. Did you guys see the runner in Michigan, cross-country runner, finished second, and then was disqualified for using profanity as he crossed the finish line?
I heard about it.
Immediately disqualified. I don't know about immediately.
What, after he finished or as he finished?
As he was crossing, he yelled five words,
uh-huh.
Two of them of the four-letter variety. But it was a jubilant cry, not directed at anybody. It was holy bleeping bleep, let's go.
Ooh.
No, because, well, no. That's
it's ticky-tack.
Yeah, that's ticky-tack. Like,
it's emotional.
That's
He had just set a personal record.
That's Jock Peterson hitting a bomb in a World Series, mm-hmm. coming to home plate, meeting his gang, and he rips off a word combination souffle, and they catch it on the live mic.
Yeah, we all just accept that, right?
Well, the people complained about that, right?
Well, sure,
but no, let that dude have, like, the moment is his. Nobody made you put a live mic there. Like,
let that
dude play the game. So, yeah, I've been known to get fluid with verbiage.
Examples?
So the one that I can okay. So when? How much time do we have? We're 2 minutes. Okay, so coaching baseball in Houston, and I already knew I needed the spinal surgery. I already knew it.
Okay.
But I still wanted to be there for my team, and I'm going to finish the season. So I'm going to finish the season. But I'm there. Like, I would walk in the dugout, and I would get an injection in my spine that afternoon, then go coach the game. I would sit down on, like, a stack of pillows, but I would
– in the dugout?
Yeah, and then I would old man walk to third base coaching box. Well, of course, they always say if you're injured, the ball finds you.
Sure.
So I had one of my players hit a line drive right down the third base box. About waist high, but lower.
Oh, no.
Directly at me. And so I had to make a decision. Am I going to try to catch it? But that wasn't going to happen because it wasn't going to happen. Was I going to turn and get hit, or was I going to face it and get hit? I decided I was going to matrix this thing, go full Neo, and get horizontal to try to get above the ball and let the ball go past me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And I managed to have the ball miss me. Except my spine.
Yeah.
And as I am full horizontal, I rip off words that I didn't know could go together. And in the wrong order. Like,
This is at a high school game?
This is at a high school baseball game.
Oh, no.
And I've never, cursed in a game, but that was the first one. Because it came out. And the funny thing was, because the parents knew that I was being a trooper,
yeah,
they all went, it's okay, Coach TP.
You, Let her ride.
Do we need to call 911? That's what we want to know. You okay? You're going to get up? And I had to actually have players come and pick me up. And I coached, and then we won that game in extra innings.
Of course it was. It was fantastic.
So, what do we got here?
You're drinking now. This is the Year Cutoff Volume 2.
Nice.
From Cosmic Eye Brewing, which is like a metal brewery, like hard metal, rock. Sam he's an intense dude. He loves his knives. He loves his metal, makes really classic beers. Except the one that I'm drinking right now probably is the one exception to that I can think of. It's called Sir Limes-a-Lot.
Sir Limes-a-Lot.
It's basically a margarita in beer form.
Gimme.
Okay.
Gimme. I like cold beer, and I cannot lie. From Sir Limes-a-Lot.
Well, full disclosure, I forgot to chill this
And
one.
Only the cool people got so that joke. So that's...
It's only kind of cold.
There are people now going, what was that?
These Cosmic Eye beers, they were from Dane from Bats to Rats, one of our fine sponsors here on 93.7 The Ticket. But he heard you guys doing the terrible wing eating stuff and thought you guys needed some beers.
That was
so we drank
amazing.
A number of them that day, but had some
left
over.
How did I miss the beer that day?
Oh, my bad. I drank
I was going to say, I was here and
guys,
my mouth was on fire.
You
and
guys
I got,
had wings. I had beers.
I was physically here. Mentally, I was gone.
Well, you couldn't have had the beers anymore.
But I'm just saying I was not.
It was a rough day.
Yeah. That's a lot of lime.
That's a lot of lime. They're not giving you a hint of lime.
That is a lot
it's not
of
like
lime.
Like essence
of
LaCroix lime.
Oh, but this could go.
Oh yeah.
This could go.
I forget about it, and then you'll hit a 90-degree day in June. Crack that open. I'm like, yeah.
It's the
okay.
opposite of the hot wings, where the hot wings you would eat it, and then later you'd go, that's not bad at all. And then it would go, boom, and you go, I don't like that as much as I did. This is the opposite, where you go, meh, and then you go, well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's different. It's a sour. It's aged on oak. It's got coriander, salt. A lot going on in this beer. And it works.
It does.
Small can.
Well done, Mark.
Shout out to Myers Cork and Bottle for allowing us to drink in their segment. 13th and South. Go there. Check out the store. I don't know what specials they have going on, but they surely have some.
Yes, they do. Get us out of here, Nick.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.